Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our triple option feature, joined by Steve Geller, Cullen Steele. Steven, throw it to you first.
Well, guys, I know the big buzz around the NFL and here, honestly, because the Saints are involved, is the trade for Davante Adams being speculated where he's going to end up. The Jets and the Saints are the two teams that have been mentioned in the front running. Well, on The Facility, that's a show on Fox Sports, hosted by Emmanuel Acho, LeSean McCoy, James Jones, and Chase Daniel. Emmanuel Acho asked Davante Adams' former teammate James Jones about the situation, and here's what he had to say.
James Jones, if there is one team, one team that Davante Adams should want to join, just one, what team is it?
It's the Saints. It's the Saints for me. Get back with your brother, Derek Carr, who you had an all-pro season with. Right. The dude that raised you, a lot of people don't know, Keith Williams, is the receiver coach at New Orleans.
What do you mean raised you?
Elaborate. Raised him. Coached him at Fresno State, was a father figure to him at Palo Alto High School in the Bay Area. Boom, boom, boom.
A lot of familiarity there. It's always, you know, you talk about it's who you know. He could be pushing towards trades to get back with not just Derek Carr, but the wide receiver coach now here in New Orleans. Very interesting, I thought.
Yeah, that connection. We talked about it earlier with Keith, and Davante has always spoke the highest volumes about his relationship with Keith Williams. Again, though, we're talking about it with Deuce. I think this comes down to the money. Yeah, that's going to play a part. It does with anything, but you can always make that work. How much I got to give up, and also I got to look through the telescope. How this is going to work in the future, 2025, 2026.
Seems like a one-year deal with him.
It ain't going to be no one-year deal. I'm not giving up. For 1 year,
right, I'm
no
not just going to let him walk after that. I hear you.
That's not going to work. So can you make that all work? And I think that's going to be the crux of the deal. I think if there's one team that would overpay, Jets. Because of Aaron Rodgers and
their chips are definitely all in, right?
Because if this don't work, you're going to have to blow everything up and start from scratch. So I think, you know, if knowing a little bit of Aaron Rodgers is makeup.
Right.
You know, he's in the ear of Woody Johnson saying, you know, Mr. Johnson, please trade for Davante Adams.
Interesting note, too. Adam Schefter pointed out Davante Adams not expected to play Sunday against the Broncos due to his hamstring injury. Right. Shocking, like you said.
Cullen?
All right, guys. Kevin and Chalmette, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Your Dolphins are not looking too good. He's not on a call line or anything, but if he's listening, Kevin. he always calls us about Dolphins questions. We're Saints affiliation. Okay, we have some information, but not enough. And what I've got for you today, Kevin, is terrible. Here's a stat I saw on the ESPN coverage for Monday Night Football between, what was it, Dolphins and Titans? It was a nasty game. But through the first four games in the last 20 seasons of the NFL, only four teams, through the first four games, have had zero offensive plays where they led. And the four teams are 2005 Houston Texans, who finished 2-14, 2012 Chiefs, 2-14, and the 2017 Browns, 0-16.
Ouch.
Now, I know Tua's coming back, and who knows, they could turn it around, but I do not. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith. I really don't.
Me either.
That's some brutal, you know, end of season records right there. And there's a certain trend, obviously.
They have not led for 1 second.
The only game they won, because the week one win against the Jaguars was a game-winning field goal as time expired. So, like, they literally haven't had a play where they led.
No, it's unbelievable. But, you know, that. You got your saddle around a bad horse, and without Tua, they can't run. We had talked about this earlier. Houston Astros have been eliminated, ending their streak of seven straight ALCL appearances. That's remarkable. You get in there seven straight years and get eliminated, but the team that eliminated them, they the story, because on August 11th, the Detroit Tigers were 55 wins, 63 losses, 10 games out of a playoff spot. Their chances to make the postseason, 0.2%. Since then, they win 33-13, and they swept the Astros.
Never say never. Like that
talk about getting hot.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
And we see it in baseball. We've even seen it in the college baseball world. Sort of the same thing. Man, a team gets hot. And you don't want to catch them, but you 55-63, and then you go on a run of 33-13? That man, you really scarling at this stage, so to speak. But that normally comes to an end. You know, you can hear the train hit the brakes on that. But, man, congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. And, man, if you in Detroit today, you're pretty happy, right, with the Tigers and the Lions.
Nice little change of fortune for over there.
Change of pace, because you know why? The last quarterback to win a championship, and he'll be the first to tell you, Bobby Hebert with the Michigan Panthers. You know, in Bob's rookie season with the Michigan Panthers, he won a championship there. It's just unbelievable. And those people there, they have supported that team through a lot of bad baseball, a lot of bad football. And they're still getting a little bit – well, they're getting more than a little bit of bad with the Pistons. But they had a run there, too, with the bad boys. Man, they were entertaining to watch, and they were really, really good. So maybe they can change the fortunes of the Pistons, too.